This is a commutation phase one hearing for Bradley Fagan, ADC number 297966. This sentence concerns an offense that occurred on May 4, 2013. In this incident, Mr. Fagan was involved in a motorcycle accident. Alcohol impairment was involved, and Mr. Fagan's wife was riding on the motorcycle with him, and she died as a result of the accident. Mr. Fagan was sentenced under a plea agreement, and his sentence was for manslaughter, and he received 10 and a half years for that. His current earned release credit date is August 6th of 2023, and his community supervision end date would be February 9th, 2025. He is requesting a three-year reduction from that 10 and a half year sentence, and that would give him a revised sentence end date of December 21st, 2020. His reasons for requesting commutation is that he has small children, and of course his wife died in the accident, and he is requesting to be able to be there for his children. Mr. Fagan has a criminal history that includes property damage, failed to appear, DUI, suspended license, driving on a suspended license, endangerment, another DUI liquors drug combo, threatening, intimidating, domestic violence, and assault. He did have, while he's incarcerated, no discipline, and he did take some programming, a substance abuse, anger management, parenting, thinking straight, money smart, and relapse prevention. He also has six support letters in his packet expressing that his family would support him upon if he were to be released early. As to whether the sentence is excessive, Mr. Fagan received the presumptive sentence, which is a 10 and a half year sentence. The minimum of this would have been 7, and the maximum could have been 21. Considering everything, including the fact that he had two prior instances of DUI, and then, of course, this incident where he drank and was involved in a fatality. I'm not seeing that the presumptive sentence of 10 and a half years was excessive, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
Agree.
I'm going to make a motion then that we not pass the application of Mr. Bradley Fagan, ADC number 297966, that we not pass that application to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, and this concludes the hearing.